A 64-year-old native of Mexico, Eleazar Aguilera, became a U.S. citizen this year. In Spanish, he begins to tell why legal residency is so important to him.
Es muy importante.
Christine Newman Ortiz of the group Voces de la Frontera later translates for Aguilera.
He really did this because he's very proud to now be a U.S. citizen, because he wants to be able to vote and to also have all the full rights that come with citizenship.
Mi nombre es Raúl Rodríguez.
Raúl Rodríguez was born in Mexico 70 years ago. He's currently studying for the citizenship exam. Rodríguez already has temporary legal status to live in the States, but he too says he'd like full rights, including the right to vote. Rodríguez says going through the legalization process is a bit of a challenge.
Claro.
Christine Newman Ortiz later translates for Rodríguez.
It is hard in a sense that because there are many questions and you're not sure which one they're going to ask you. But on the other hand, it is easy, because if you work hard, then it's easy. And that he does definitely recommend it for others, because this is something that, again, we really achieve full rights with citizenship.
Racine businessman Vincent Esqueda is a native of Mexico who became a U.S. citizen 20 years ago. He now volunteers to help other immigrants become citizens. Esqueda acknowledges that being a newcomer in the U.S. has its difficulties, but he says many people are grateful.
I think now they're living the American dream.
However, Esqueda says some would-be citizens have felt a pushback from the federal government in recent years.
Because I remember 2 years ago, they changed all the questionnaires. It's very hard, especially for older people. There's other people don't have education, and they have problems to read and write, and it's very hard. So a lot of people are afraid that these things are going on.
Immigrant rights advocate Christine Newman Ortiz says it's also getting more expensive to go through the citizenship process, about $1,000 per person. She's hoping Congress and the White House make the process easier, acknowledging it could be costly for federal immigration agencies to handle more applications. Newman Ortiz says she hopes spending priorities change.
We see that, you know, if there's the war, there seems to be an endless supply of money there. So it's really a matter of political will.
The will to oppose immigration changes still seems strong among some people, though. One person responding to a Texas newspaper article on Citizenship Day said that the federal government has been allowing too many people to come to the U.S. But yesterday, the Obama administration announced $1 million in grants for citizenship preparation programs for legal permanent residents. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.